viewers of Madani Channel. Today, we will talk about the clouds. And usually you see in your dreams sometime clouds coming, going here, there. So today we will talk about that, inshallah. Asad bhai, what would be happen if somebody see the clouds in his dreams?
MashaAllah, the interpretations of the clouds are very good. So there are three, four different signs. The first sign is ilm, knowledge. The person who watches any cloud in his dream, it means that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him with the knowledge. Another sign is clouds are the sign of deen, means the beauty of his deen. If a person who watches clouds in his dream, it means this is the sign of the beauty of his deen. And because we get water and rain from the clouds, so that's why the interpretation of clouds are Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him by any his ni'mah, any his gift.
MashaAllah. So that's mean if you see the clouds in your dream, that will be a very beneficial, very blessing to us.
It's very nice.
In our dream, sometimes we saw like a cloud, and sometimes we see the thundering and lightning. So what would be happening? Sometimes the people get scared out of it. So what would be happening?
Yeah, it's not a good sign if a person watches in his dream that there are black clouds, thunder is there, and some noises are there. So this is the sign that within that area there would be some trouble, and it is the sign of musibat. Any trouble, any problem would be there. So that's why we suggest that if a person he watches this kind of dream, so he should make dua in the bargah, in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And it would be more better if the Muslims of that area, Islamic brothers of that area, they gather somewhere and they make dua collectively. So inshallah azawajal, they will be saved from that azmaish, that trouble and that problem.
So that's mean they can go to the ishtama, make dua.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, Asad bhai, as you know, in your dreams, you want to see something or anything can be possible in your dreams. You can see whatever you want, which is not usual. What about if somebody's dreaming the clouds, the big clouds, is in a small house or in the house? What would be happening? What's the interpretation of that dream?
Yeah, normally it doesn't happen in our areas like Babul Madina, Karachi, but the hilly areas, mountains, there people, they can see the clouds, they are in their houses. But
is it really?
Yeah, it's wow. Like in Mari, Kashmir, in Pakistan, if we talk about Pakistan. So those areas are hilly areas.
So you're talking about the northern high area.
Those areas. So this is also a very good sign if a person he watches clouds in his home. So it means that if that person who is dreaming, he is non-Muslim, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him with Islam. And if someone who is already Muslim and he watches the same dream, so it means that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give him khair, barakah, blessings. This is the sign of a ni'mah. So in the both cases, if a Muslim watches such kind of dream or any non-Muslim, so in the both cases, the sign of these kind of dreams are very good. And if a person he watches that he is sitting on the clouds, so the interpretation of that dream is if that person is unmarried, so he'll marry a lady.
So what about if somebody already married?
Yeah, if someone is already married, so for him, it's also a good sign that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him with Hajj Baytullah.
Subhanallah. Okay, so as you know the cloud is like a smoke. You can see through, you can go through, and it's not like a eatable. You cannot eat that. So what about if somebody sees, you know, they saw in the dream like they're eating the clouds? Is it possible or what's the dream or the interpretation
of
that?
Dream is dream. You can see whatever is not possible in the apparent life, in the real life. But in the dream, you can see many things. So if a person, he was that he is eating the clouds. So there are good interpretations. Basically, there are two type of interpretation for this dream. The first is he'll get halal maal. animal which is halal. And the other interpretation of this dream is also very nice, and that is the person who watched this dream, so he'll have the suhbah, the company of such kind of a person, that he will have the wisdom from his suhbah, and he will learn many good and nice things from that person.
So again, you know, we're talking about the cloud is always a blast, you know.
Yeah,
they can learn, they can get blessed, so it's like a benefit for everybody.
Sometimes it is the knowledge, sometimes it is the sign of deen.
Okay, viewers of Madin channel, as you are listening that silsila, you're watching that, so you will be getting a lot of informative knowledge about the clouds. So might be you never knew about that. So you know, there's a lot of information about that. So we will be more talking about it. And you know, sometimes it's very common when the rain, when the clouds come, so we automatically think, you know, it's going to be raining. But there's sometimes the clouds come and go, and you know, there's no rain at that time. So what would the interpretation of that situation?
Yeah, this is not a good sign. If a person was in such kind of dream that there is no water, there is no rain, the clouds are dry. So it means that if a person, he watches this dream, so the king of that area, the person who has the hold of that area, so he is not a good person, he is a cruel person. And if any alim or any businessman watches that, so it means that he is a stingy person. So an alim, if he watches, so that means he is not fulfilling his all the duties. And if a common person, a businessman, he watches the same dream, it means he is not getting the wealth, he is not earning the money from any good and better way, means he is earning something which is not allowed, which is haram. So in all cases, such kind of dreams are not good.
Viewers of Madani channel, as you heard, Asad Bhai was talking about the rain. Sometimes we have a clouds, we have no rain. So he's talking about some like a serious talk. And as you know, might be the question from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give it to us. Like and that case, we should have look at our practice, look at our deeds, what we are doing, what we are not doing correctly. So we should have make it better. So it should be a good lesson for us today. Also, Sadhbha, you know, as we talked earlier, we saw the dream come in the house. So what about the we saw the clouds, you know, come to like all the way in the floor?
Yeah, it's also a very good dream. And the interpretation of this dream is, if a person, he was that in the area, clouds are coming towards the earth. So there are too many good signs. If there is any food problem, it is very hard to get the food in that area due to no produce. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him with the food. Sometimes it happens in some areas that it is very hard to get the food and their basic needs. So due to this dream, inshallah, this is a good sign. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him with food and some good gifts as well.
So you're talking about the bless come all the way to the floor. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Okay, so by the, as you know, the viewers of the channel, I believe they've been watching that silsila. And like last silsila, we have talked about the person who was flying in the air and then they just disappear in the cloud. So what would be the interpretation of that?
This is a very common dream. And many people, they ask about this kind of dream, that they watched themselves flying in the air. So generally, there are different interpretations for those dreams, but especially the question you talked about, if a person, he watched that he disappeared in the clouds. So the interpretation of that dream is not nice. This is a sign of death. Maybe his death time is very near. So, but see, everyone has to leave this dunya, and this is our belief that the day will come, then we will have to die, and we will have to die, you want or not. So this is the universal truth. So if a person, he watches such kind of dream, so he should take care of his deeds, he should take care of his actions. Whatever I am doing, is it according to Sharia or not? How many faraiz and wajibat I perform every day? So this is the caution from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that a person who is watching this dream, he should take care of his deeds and his all activities.
So that's mean when he saw that dream, then he should have started accountability. He should have done the accountability before. Now he should have do more, better, and then get it better.